A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. So the Lord said, "These people draw near to me and honour me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and they worship me in vain, teaching the commandments and the doctrines of men. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to remove this people, and I shall remove them, and I shall destroy the wisdom of the wise, and hide the understanding of the intelligent. Woe to those who deepen their counsel, but not through the Lord. Woe to those who take counsel in secret, and whose works are in darkness. They say, 'Who sees us, and who knows us, and what we do?' Shall you not be considered as the clay of the potter? Shall what is moulded of clay say to him who is moulded it, 'You did not create me'? Or shall the work say to him who made it, 'You did not make me wisely'? Is it not yet a very little while until Lebanon shall be changed like Mount Carmel, and Mount Carmel be considered a forest? In that day the deaf shall hear the words of the book, and the eyes of those in darkness and in a fog shall see. The poor also shall rejoice exceedingly in gladness because of the Lord, and the hopeless amongst men shall be filled with gladness. The lawless man has come to an end, and the arrogant man has perished. Those who act lawlessly in malice are utterly destroyed, as well as those who cause men to sin in the word. They shall make all who condemn at the gates an offence, because they turned aside the righteous man with wrongdoing. Therefore the Lord saith this concerning the house of Jacob, whom he set apart of Abraham: Now Jacob shall not be ashamed, nor shall Israel now change his countenance. But when their children see my works, they shall sanctify my name for my sake, and will sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, and fear the God of Israel."